Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us in Share Talk a regular voice, that of Zach Murr, who's now the CEO of Lyft Global Ventures. Hi, Zach, how are you?
Very well, Rob. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. It's been quite a journey to reach this point, Zach, from a start position back in April of last year to Lyft listing on Friday. How would you describe the process? And surely you must be happy to be listed.
Well, as I'm a CEO of a listed company, I have to use very polite terms and words, and I will. It's been a bit of a journey. The various factors in that were that I suppose Q1 last year was something of a a bubble in the small cap area. The market was very strong. Things were very looked very good. People were trading from home, investing from home, so you had much more liquidity than normal. And the decision to list sort of came off the back of that. Immediately from that point, things started to sort of top out. And then we've had factors like Omicron and the first land war in 70 years in Europe, which also was slightly difficult to negotiate. But we've done it and we're very pleased. And I think the other point to note is that, the financial, media and technology area that we're focused on, that really is, the picks and shovels of the stock market. That should be evergreen, and companies will tend to always need, the PR, the websites, the service providers, whether the FTSE is at 7,000 or 3,000 or 15,000. So it should be an evergreen business, and I think that was part of the idea behind Lyft.
Right. And for listeners who don't really know much about Lyft, do you think you can give a bit of an intro about the company?
Yes, it's an investment company in financial media and technology. That means that we're looking at financial websites, investment research providers, marketing services, PR companies for listed companies and others. Content creators on for the stock market, so people like you might be in the frame. Technology platforms and trading platforms where you're buying stocks or crypto or whatever you're going to do on there, FX. I used to be a broker in the 90s, in futures and options, so that kind of area of trading is familiar to me. And the idea of Lyft really is to join together or to create a company where the different parts, whether you have a website, which then has a trading platform, which then has advertising and videos and interviews, everything fits together. It's a synergistic company, and the sum of the parts is hopefully greater than the individual aspects of it. And in case you sort of wonder whether that will work or not, I used to write for Interactive Investor, which was a website 20 years ago. And they added all the bells and whistles, and then they were sold last autumn to Aberdeen Asset Management for £1.5 billion. So, it can work.
And I'm sure from your background, Zach, you've got a lot of support from Citi institutions and high-profile investors.
Yes, I think when you do a fundraise, you certainly learn who your friends are, maybe who your friends aren't. But I think the response from them was and has been excellent. I think on Friday there was mostly people saying, well done, Zach, and congratulations and everything else. And that was that's really from retail investors and the people who followed me and the company over the last year. So that was very pleasant indeed. But I think I couldn't have got the raise away in this current environment without the help of long-term investors and people have been professional investors, people have been around the block who can see the premise of Lyft.
Okay, so why the Aquis stock exchange and not a main listing on the IPO?
The issue with Aquis was that because we were we're trying to raise just £2 million, and now they've changed the limits on the London Stock Exchange, the AIM market, etc. So that happened basically. In fact, even Aquis raised their limits as well. There's been a move to make sure that companies have much more capital, or they're revenue companies and they're not just the blue sky kind of situations that we may have had to get used to in recent years. So that is why we went for Aquis. And, I suppose in a way, it's good to be on an exchange which appreciates growth companies and companies with new ideas.
And what about the liquidity on the platform? Do you see any changes that could help that for companies and investors?
Well, I'm hoping that my company will be a focus of liquidity, obviously, given the following it's had and we've had over the years. But I think the gripe that people have with Aquis is, you know, that there's not the liquidity there, but it takes two to make a market. In fact, it takes much more than two to make a market. If you know, if you don't trade on it, it's not, the liquidity is not going to get any better. So but there was the same gripe with AIM in the 90s. I remember that people sort of didn't want to go on AIM; they wanted to go on the main board. And I remember the start of the Nasdaq, and that was like seen as a, you know, what's that? I don't want to get involved in that. I want to be on the New York Stock Exchange. So at the beginning, everything is new and everything is a bit alien. But I think Aquis will grow, especially once they get the, you know, the online trading that everybody's waiting for.
Okay. And you've got three directors on the board presently. Do you see that expanding at all to strengthen the business?
Well, I think they're pretty strong anyway. And as we've seen over the last, you know, in a way, the fundraise is a pretty big test of strength. And, you know, getting a company set up is a pretty big test of strength as well. Couldn't have done it without Tim Daniels, effectively the CEO, who's the executive director, and Paul Gazzard, the chairman. And it's with their contacts adding to mine that we managed to get everything over the line. And I'm obviously very grateful to them, but I think they've proven their worth. The matter now in hand is to find the right investments, create the right structure you know, between those investments on Lyft, and hopefully we'll do that over the coming months.
And for the investors then, what can they expect short to mid-term on the growth strategy of the company?
Well, I think the idea with any small company is that you're going to try and grow as quickly as possible. You need to find investments which are not just a 1x or 2x, but perhaps hopefully 10x or much more than that. It's on the stock market, you need to run just to stand still. So there is the idea of looking for scalable businesses with high revenues and with strong revenues and high margins. And that's what we'll do. But that is one of the aspects of being in the area that Lyft is in the financial media area, that you try to find businesses that have, you know, the margins and the momentum that will take a company forward.
Okay, and we said it was a bit of a journey getting here. What excites you the most about the future of the business?
Well, I think it's just that it's the answer to the last question, finding a scalable business in which is technology related and which is stock market related, which can really, or fintech related, which can really get value or drive value for shareholders.
Right. And a closing note then, are you going to be keeping shareholders up to date on a regular basis and keeping them in the loop?
Well, I think I've already done that recently. Well, at least this week I've done that. As we listed on Friday, it'll be much easier to do that going forward. As you might know, I do like the sound of my own voice as well as listening to other voices when I interview them. So the area of the communication is something which is not alien to me at all.
Cool. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Zach, and great to have you on the ShareTalk platform, and look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.